This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to today's episode of Inside Only Fans. I am one half of your hosting party, Kayla, and I'm here with
CJ Sparks. That's right. With my
She's
lion
extra
mane.
Sparky today.
I'm super sparky today.
I saw CJ a few hours ago, and she's radically transformed since boxing at 7 a.m.
I'm a transformer. It's like the hot girl. What do they call that? The hot girl outfit when it's like you've got to run errands, you don't want to be bothered. You put on the oversized shirt and some biker shorts, and you're like, ooh, you don't know these big titties I have going on under here, man, at the grocery store. And then it's like the hair bun, wild hair bun. And then somehow
they still know
that man is still hits on you at the grocery store.
You can't avoid it.
While you're like looking at a big cucumber, and he's like, excuse me, miss.
It's probably the nipples still showing through in the cold section.
The titties still just like flapping.
He's like,
around.
We know they're still in there.
It's like,
I can sense it.
I have to say this. I don't think I'll get in trouble because I'm not breaking anyone's anonymity. But there is a woman at one of the AA meetings that I go to, never wears a bra. God bless her. And she like walks around and collects the money from everyone. And it's just like shaky titties in your face.
Really?
I'm like, ma'am.
Are they nice or are they a little aged?
No, they look nice. They look like she doesn't wear a bra. They're very mobile.
So
they look
hanging.
Hanging a little bit. But like, you know, when I'll tell you this, when I see her coming, I got to put a dollar in the basket.
Just a dollar?
Just a dollar
for
just to like make it happen.
Lady tits?
I mean, you know, some cash, you know, you got to put the cash in the basket. So, oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks for coming.
Is there like how at churches, there's controversial churches where they have the collection and then like the preacher is like, hella rich driving a Bentley? Is there like AA leaders who are just bawling?
No. I mean, I'm sure the whole thing about it is, I mean, I'm technically not even supposed to be talking about it, but just to touch briefly on it, the whole thing about it is it's supposed to be self-supporting. So there's like not any one person, like a preacher or anything like that. That's a good question, I feel like.
It's like the AA king.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because it would kind of be, because everybody in there is supposed to be more so or less on the same level.
You're like, all equal when you get
in there. We're all just addicts and we're just like getting sober, like staying sober one day at a time. So I like that as well, because definitely religion and churches is, you know, not really my bag.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons. So that being said, welcome to the Church of Inside Only Fans.
Welcome to our church.
Give us all your motherfucking money so you can go to heaven, baby.
And I will say that our church today, our church lesson today is sponsored by Panuma.
Panuma.
I wonder if our guest has ever heard of the Fleshlight. Wonder if she's ever considered making a mold of her own.
Oh. Who say? Yes, that is a great question for our very...
I saw she's got the Pornhub slides on.
Yes, that's right.
The only slides will allow on this show.
Yes, the only slides that are allowed.
They get a pass.
The P-Hub.
That sounds like you can't shorten it. P-Hub is like probably a subcategory on Pornhub, but I don't think you could just shorten it.
I was trying to keep it like TikTok safe. The Hub.
The Hub. That works.
Okay. All right. So let's bring out Kazumi. Kazumi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I noticed when you came in, I got a whiff of this weird vagina smell.
It's not me. I swear to God.
I was kidding. No, that's a pleather thing, you know.
Yeah.
For those of us who don't exclusively wear leather, we know the strange vagina scent.
I'm just being environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
But still hot.
Vegan leather. Do you love how they do that now?
Yeah. It's vegan. Yeah.
It's not pleather. It's vegan leather.
Yeah. Sounds tasty. It makes me want to, like, eat it.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the meme where it says like that vaginas taste or smell like a Nintendo 64, the air that comes out of a Nintendo 64?
I've never smelled a Nintendo 64, no? So I wouldn't know. But vagina does not smell like that.
What does it smell like?
I feel like it smells like boric acid.
I love boric acid.
Yeah. It's the truth.
We should be sponsored by boric acid. I was telling you about this at the pool yesterday.
You were actually telling
me. I'm such a stan for boric acid because no antibiotics. And it solves any issues literally in a moment.
It just fixes everything. And then sometimes when I fuck a guy, like, he pulls it out and he's like, my dick is so creamy. And I'm always like,
you're like, what's that? Cool. But don't put it in your mouth. It's very toxic.
I'm like, cool. Sorry.
It's so creamy.
Yeah. I'm like, I love being here. It feels so good.
She's like, cool.
She's like, oh, it's so wet. You're like, it's the boric.
It's the boric acid. I forgot to douche. I'm sorry.
Wait, okay, so I actually don't. I have to be honest. I don't know what boric acid is. She was telling me about it yesterday.
We have to give you a pussy sniff check because boric acid will just...
It makes it like water. It's like...
It just fixes your pussy.
Really?
All your pH balance. Yeah. This is like a boric acid commercial.
Yes. Fully support it, and it fixes your pH balance. You just put it in. You, like, put it in at night, ideally. Like, you could do it whenever, but then it's, like, because it leaks like anything else you put in there.
It leaks.
Well, it's, like,
the
dissolves.
Creams, whatnot.
Okay, yeah. The creamy, hence the creamy pee.
But it literally will fix any, like, if you work out a lot, if you have any, like, little issues. I don't want to say, like, sorry, if you have, like, a real STD, you're probably going to need some
fix
help.
Fix that.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor. But like, for regular woman stuff, it, like, it's, like, amazing.
Especially if you're a cream pie girl. Okay. Because I feel like guys' cream pies are always disgusting.
Wait, what is a guy cream pieing? It's just the cum, right?
I know, but their cum is, like, gross.
I don't listen. Like,
and cum can mess up your pH balance.
That's a motherfucking boyfriend request. If we're fucking and I'm already allowing you to not use a condom, you're not coming in me unless you're, like, my boyfriend. Like,
unless you want to be a single dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, are you on birth control?
No, I'm not.
Okay. If
my birth control made me gain a lot of weight.
Yes. Okay, so you know what? I have actually experienced that as well. The chemicals, I mean, and all of the extra additives, don't get me started. Like, it's definitely, it makes us a little crazy. And that's what it did for me as well. It really unbalanced my hormones and everything. I have a copper IUD.
Yeah. I am just living life on the edge. But I don't do cream pies anymore.
I love, like, terming it cream pie when it really is. It's like, but it, like, has a whole different.
Okay, wait. So I used to think cream pie was when you shoved the panties in your pussy after.
What?
And then, like, pushed it out. You want to know why? Because on cams, on webcams.
You're
so
wrong.
When I didn't know anything, that's what a man told me a cream pie was.
Why is anyone shoving their underwear inside of themselves?
It's kind of hot.
Pushing them out.
It's kind of hot.
He was trying to get me to do it. I'm like, that doesn't sound like something I want to do on webcams, but I'm down
for it.
That's
just called panty stuffing.
Okay.
You just stuff them inside of you?
Yeah. But I don't know where the cream part
that's
is.
What I was so confused. I'm like, the pie is the cream?
Yeah.
I love
pie. Well, your pie is your pussy. The pie is the pussy.
I used to have a little dude, and he he always wanted to, like, eat the cream pies at my pussy. like he would pay for it. Like, that's I would fuck a guy, and then, like, I would come over to his house after, and then he would he would be my little janitor.
He
would call myself my little janitor.
He's the Roomba.
Yeah. He cleans it out of me. I still had to use boric acid in that moment, but it's still coming there.
This man is getting a whole slew of ingredients.
Yeah.
He's really cleansed.
He's like, I don't know why, it's just Kazumi's just tastes so good and so special.
Oh my God.
Like,
how much did he pay you?
Dude, this was college, so it was probably like something stupid, like $20.
$20.
What the fuck?
$200.
Yeah.
I would have tried to get $20.
Yeah. You would have been like, meet me in the safety van.
I would have been like, I'll be there.
I'll do it for one of the bagels at the student center.
I was a bad sugar baby. I didn't know how to barter. Like, if someone was like $200 to fuck, I'd be like, yeah, I'm pretty horny.
Yeah.
So, okay.
She's like, am I paying you or are you paying me? Whichever's fine.
Yeah. But I like doing what I do now because it's like fucking hot people. Mm-hmm. And then I make
more
money.
Wait, what do you do now?
Well, I do OnlyFans, but I like do specifically porn on my OnlyFans.
Okay. Okay, so you do porn on your OnlyFans.
I've never been on
a Brazzers or anything.
No.
Okay.
I feel like if I was casted into Brazzers, they would turn me into a MILF, and I'm just not okay with that.
You're not giving MILF. It's not giving MILF.
I have MILF body.
Yeah, you have big MILF tits. Juicy titties.
Yeah, and MILF I have like
what size are your boobs?
Like double D.
Okay.
Or
yeah.
E. Yeah. Yeah. And then my butt is like a large.
Yeah, you have
it's a large.
It's like. Like it's a schmedium, you know.
No, it's
your
it's
waist
large.
Is small, but you have a big juicy butt. Okay,
I know. Yeah, someone once commented on a picture of me and was like, "You're my favorite MILF," and I was like,
"They say that to me too." I'm like, "Not a MILF."
I'm 25. Really? I thought I was still in the barely legal category.
Yeah, that's not. I think if you're just like juicy though, and like hippie, because you have curves, you have hips, you have curves, you have butt. Boobs, they just think you're a mom.
I'm a mom. I gave birth.
You have the milk troughs.
Yeah.
What do they say?
The luscious troughs.
Milk jugs or
milk juggies. The calcium cannons.
No, I really had people for a while. I was so disturbed that I found out some men think that boobs are filled with milk, and that's why they're so like
all the time. Like right now my boobs are
And that's where the volume of a breast comes from milk.
If I
my milk bags
they're really like your milk bags.
If I would have ever been able to like shoot some milk in my tits and just fill them up, I would have done that.
I would have put more milk in there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I woke up from my surgery and I kind of was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I wanted like extra bimbo.
Really?
I wanted like boobs you look at in the airport where you're like,
"I would
whoa.
Look at boobs your boobs in the airport."
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Boobs
well, if
that
I was dressed like this
I'm
in the airport,
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Duh. Yeah. I know what you mean though. My very first boob job, I was like, "I feel like." There's still more that needs to happen.
Yeah, I felt that way about my BBL. I kind of was like, I wanted to look like an alien, and I still look like I'm part of this planet. And that's still, not the vibe
do.
I was going for.
You have
me my money back.
Yeah.
But I look human.
Wait a minute, though. So you want to go for that look?
Because I feel I want like if you plopped me in like the medieval ages, I would want like these little villagers and peasants to be like, oh my god, what the fuck? Like, is that like a god?
They're
like,
making them like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I feel like if you plopped me in like. I'm from the Philippines, so like the medieval Philippines, they'd be like, okay.
They would just be like, that one's just rich because she's like healthy and
Like a hearty like woman.
Oh my god,
I'm a hearty woman.
What was your BBL experience like?
Shit, well, I did not sit for over a year because I was weird like that. I was built like a hamster, so I just couldn't risk like.
What does that mean?
Like I have like just PTSD of like waking up and like being hamster built. Again, like I was like Hank Hill bodied, like it was just so stupid.
We were like squared up, like
like I was
like
just,
blocky and
You're kidding?
No, I'll show you the befores, and it's always funny when I show people my before photo. They're always like, "Yeah, you needed that."
Oh no!
And I'm like, "Yeah, I did. That's why I got it."
Oh, okay,
so
I got it.
You didn't sit because you were so excited, or because you were sore for a year?
No, yeah. I just didn't want to sit. Like I like would do. If you look at my old podcast, I like had like a little chair. Like, I always was, like, 2 feet taller than everyone.
Because you didn't want it to, like...
Go down.
Yeah.
You were, like,
no,
so
I had, like,
conscious.
One of those, like, ones that, like, float your butt.
Like, the donut thing
not
whatever.
The boppy. I wasn't, like, a big baby. Like I did, like, one of those, like logs that, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, where, like, your butt could hang up over the back.
Yeah, I pee and poop standing up, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I do. I'll give you a demonstration after I finish this
did
water.
You just...
Like, you just squat?
I once went to this hotel room, and it was, I walked in, and, like, the room smelled weird, but no one was having sex, so I was, like, interesting, and there was a line in the bathroom, and I guess they were having a pee party, so there was, like, one girl, and she was in the bathtub, and, like, they were all, like, when they felt like they needed to pee, they would all just pee on her, and I was, like... Okay, LA is weird, so I'm here. And this one guy, he let off like the most like steamy like chlamydia piss ever, and I kind of was like, we know what chlamydia piss is like, right? Like
I don't, but I can imagine.
I'm imagining it's like, hot. I mean,
it's just like cloudy and weird.
Yeah,
not that I would. No.
Yeah. Listen, am I going to be the only one real? I've had an STD before. I got it from my boyfriend who was cheating on me at the time.
Tomato.
So and I think
but
it was
chlamydia.
It was
away,
chlamydia,
gonorrhea.
Or it was like, so it wasn't,
Wasn't your pee weird?
I never felt anything happening, but I think he caught it from himself. Like, right away. So he just gave me pills and it wasn't that big of a deal.
What a dweeb.
Yeah, I was pretty sad about that. But so I'm sure that there is something where, you know, it's like extra warm or it's extra yellow or cloudy or something.
I mean,
something.
I've had a UTI where your pee's cloudy.
Yeah. So it was like extra
UTIs
hot.
UTIs feel so fucking good.
What?
Oh, just kidding.
What? I hate a UTI.
It's like a fun, spicy sting.
I mean, it is spicy.
Oh, that's... That I cannot agree with.
You were like, you're done.
I hate UTIs.
Yeah.
The feeling of having to pee, but then you don't, is maybe up there with the worst.
I used to not know what being horny as a woman felt like. So I just felt like every time I needed to pee, it was like the equivalent of like, oh, that's my horny radar. Like,
ooh.
Time to be horny.
Okay. So you
It's like a similar sensation.
It's making room.
Like, I used to love holding my pee. I would pee like once a day. That's, I was a lunatic. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
For you.
That sounds like my bungee jump story.
She's like, I didn't love UTIs, but I had to learn to love them because I wasn't peeing others. By choice.
And you thought, but I swear to God, okay, so let me just stop you right there. I swear to God, sometimes this is like what happens when like nobody in your family talks about like anatomy or sex or anything like that. You get like kids like that that are like, okay, maybe when I pee, it's time for me to be horny. Like that's what happens. Like that's why we need to talk to the youth.
Yeah, we need to educate them.
Yeah,
yeah. I used to think my clit was a tiny dick because obviously no sexual education. But like I was just poking around and I was like, so I have a dick and my dick is small.
What?
This sucks.
She's like, I have the world's microest micro.
Yeah, I was like, this sucks. Like, so I like went around like until like, well, what grade did I teach you about sexual health? Like 9th grade?
I think like, yeah, 7th or 8th or something.
I think earlier, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like went around until that moment being like, oh my God, guys, I have a dick.
No.
Yeah, I did. And okay, like all my friends accepted me.
What?
So it was cool.
I bet they did. What do you think? What's your stance on penis size?
Yeah. I don't really care because I like fuck girls and like I still bust. So I don't, as long as I'm coming, it's totally fine. Mm-hmm. Although hot take, if a guy's dick is too big, I'm going to have to cheat on him with smaller dicks because like I just can't fuck that every day.
I feel like if you're... dick is smaller, you can make up for it in other ways. Like there's toys, there's fingers, there's eating her out. I'm the same as you. Like I would like obviously a certain length and all that good stuff, but like you can make up for it so much easier than you can if you have a way too big dick. You don't want a huge dick. It's
not
fun.
I had a scene with Dredd. I don't know if you know him, but his dick is like horse cock, like arm to fist, like this girthy. And I kind of like, I've taken big dicks, or so I thought before, and then, like, you know, we got my makeup done, and we were talking for an hour, and then he pulled his pants down, and I was like, I don't know
flaccid?
If
I'll do. Was it hanging?
It was hanging. It was, like, here.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Here. It's like, to, like,
what's
almost his name? To his knee. Dredd.
Do we need to have it on?
Oh, you should, because his dick is awesome. But I definitely was like, I think my pussy is not going to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I fuck that guy every day, I feel like my vagina would be like, I'd give up on being a hole.
Like, if I was that guy,
we're a crater now.
Yeah.
I was like, what? This is like a holiday penis. Like, where Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, let's fuck. Everywhere else, I have to fuck like a normal. So every guy thinks I'm lying about this, but I'm like, listen to the woman.
Yeah.
Listen to what the woman wants.
Too big dick is, that's 9 times out of 10, I think women will take a too small penis rather than a too big penis.
I would, like, are you saying, like, too small, like...
I feel like I would rather somebody with a smaller dick versus somebody with, like, this huge,
like,
super intimidating...
Talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, guys think, like, oh, my God, like, it's gonna be so hot if she has this big, giant thing and doesn't know if she can take it. And I'm like, no, it's the fear in my eyes.
Yeah.
It's like me, like, wondering if this is worth, like, being weird in the vagina for, like, 3 days.
Okay, so how did this sex go with it? What? You took it like a champ.
No, I did because I'm a winner and winners do what they say they're going to do.
Oh, God.
And I took that dick and it was awesome.
Okay, but how did he fuck you, though?
Like, in every position... but he used, like, this, like, fisting gel. And I've never been fisted before.
Okay.
Which just tells you, like, the girth of his penis was just super big.
Does it numb your vagina?
No. It was cool. I like a good stretch, but not, like, a daily stretch. Like, you know? I do Kegels all the time. I've been doing it this whole podcast, by the way.
Like, I'm doing it, too.
Woo!
She's wearing the weighted balls inside.
Yeah.
What are those called?
The Kegel balls?
The Kegel balls.
Yeah, or the Anwa balls.
My birthday's coming. Yeah. Amethyst Kegel balls.
Happy birthday. How old are you going to be? 19?
Yes. I'm going to be 78, I feel like, sometimes.
You look great.
Holy shit. You. Okay, so you fucked the horse cock every which way to Sunday. You won. Because you're a winner. You won. You did that. Now, it sounds like you're very liberated sexually, and you have been. You were telling me that when you were 19, you ran your own sex party.
I did run my own sex club. That was, like, absolutely bizarre of me. I don't know why. I was just terminally horny. Like,
Or did you have to pee?
Yeah, I needed to pee.
Now I'm so confused.
A guy brought me to a sex party after I was going for a breakup, mm-hmm. and then I just kind of was like, awesome. So mm-hmm. I started fucking in front of, like, strangers all the time, mm-hmm. and there would always be, like, this ancient jack-off circle, because these guys would be, like, old as shit.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like, I need my own sex party full yeah. of hot people doing my jack-off circle.
Right.
So
right.
I started throwing my own, and it became, like, a weekly, like, little, like, feat of nature, bringing, like, more people into my weird sex party room.
Oh, my God.
And then we would all have sex.
Where was it? Did you, like, rent out a place?
The Valley? It was, like, in this, like, lot.
A parking lot?
No. Like, it was, like, in a plaza. And it was, like, one of these rooms with, like, one of these, like, weird doorways.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it was a porn studio in the daytime. But at night, it was just a room with, like, a bunch of beds and hors d'oeuvres.
But you were 19, though. So how did you even... These are friends from these school were, like, or friend, college?
Yeah,
or...
like, I kind of was that girl.
Okay, so you're, like, a naughty college girl.
I was a naughty college girl. And I feel like I've continued to be... I've been, like, 19 for 5 years now.
Okay.
Like, I've been like, hey, guys, I'm 19. So
what were you studying when you were
I was
in college?
A film student, so I guess
what?
Like, I am
You're
still doing
it.
That
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to specifically be a screenwriter. I actually won a film festival in college, so like it was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I like was like gonna be a film bae. My bangs were like this. Like,
oh my God.
This was pre-BBL.
This was
like
pre-BBL.
Full Filipino.
Just
Hank Hill.
Yeah. I actually ran for Miss Philippines, which really? Was super. It was funded by my sugar daddies.
Oh my God.
But then they suspended me because they wanted me to delete pictures on my Instagram. And I was like, fuck you. Like,
yeah.
I'm the Miss Philippines you guys need.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Start
yeah.
your own Miss Philippines.
You're real.
A really slutty Filipino mm-hmm. woman.
Yeah. You're real about it though. So yeah why would they? That's
they kind of were also like, you're a little too big for us. And I kind of was like.
Like curvy?
Yeah. Because I guess like the conventional Filipino woman is like
very
a stick.
Petite.
And like very petite, which mm-hmm. is still sexy. I feel like when I like women, I think about like the Miss Philippines I should have been. And those are like the hot girls for
right.
me.
There's room enough for both.
Right.
Yeah, for both
I also
types.
Had, like, blue hair, and, like, I was just a weird
oh,
bitch,
shit.
For sure.
You were that girl.
Yeah, I was a weird chick.
You were, like, making films with, like, the blue hair. You're like, let me in your fucking pageant, you asshole.
Right.
Oh They're
God.
Like, ma'am, we
no,
don't know.
I remember I did, like, a walk. Like, I was practicing my walk, mm-hmm. and, like, the little gay little short dude that, like, was, like, coaching me, he was like, to be honest, you're not beautiful.
Oh!
And I was like, oh. And she was like, but maybe if you're talented enough, they'll overlook your, like, appearance. And I feel like I've, like, kind of internalized that.
Okay.
And I've been like, I'm going to work really hard.
But you
do other things.
You know what, though? That's so messed up, though. Like, and I just even want to say this for
you're
anyone
like,
that's listening. Like, there's so many different standards for
right.
beauty. Like, maybe to him, you weren't beautiful. Like, okay, sir, you have
I was
sex
like, you're
with
so
other
rude.
Men. So I don't know if you're the barometer, like, that I'm really looking mm-hmm. for, you know? So, like, point taken, but also, like, you know, no, I don't accept that type of a thing. Like, I don't, here's the thing, too. I don't like when people pit other women against, like, other women or other standards. Like,
yeah.
You're very hot. We have had on a bunch of beautiful women. We're going to have on more beautiful women. But that doesn't take away from, like, the other.
The hotties.
Yeah. Like, not everybody can be beautiful. So I'm glad that you kept going. But
I kept going.
I'm sad to hear you also internalize
that. I
kind of
was like, what? So my parents don't know what I do. So I, like, when I started my OnlyFans...
Yeah.
When I started my OnlyFans, I was like, okay, well, I don't think I'm hot enough to be an Instagram bae. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, go viral with memes.
Okay.
You know, because I was like, at least I'm like a funny, silly bitch.
Kayla be loving me.
Dude, memes are it. My most viral one was like my no jumper clip where I talked about fucking 50 guys in one night. And yeah.
Did you?
I did.
And you did?
Yeah, I did.
Did you know all their names?
No. What the hell? Like,
did you know where they came from?
It was Super Bowl Sunday and I was horny and I didn't film it because I was stupid.
50?
Yeah.
So did you plan on it being 50 or did you count retroactively or did you have a tally counter?
I'm saying 50 as an estimate, but like whenever I tell people this story, they think I was there for like 10 hours, like just like slaving away.
Oh, so this was a quick
No, this was like a freaking in and out, like woo, and then like they would leave and then I would be like woo, and then they would leave and I would like, it was like 2 minutes each. Okay. And I will tell people
full minutes,
it was like
each,
a full,
50 times it was two, like so a field 100
goal
minutes
and situation. You were the field goal.
That I was getting fucked for like an hour and a half.
That's fine.
It's like and one movie.
And I'm just as ran through as like a girl who fucks one guy for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like biologically, like it does the same shit for my vagina.
That's a goddamn good point.
Yeah.
That's science.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I might as well
that's
just
science. Science.
We've all fucked a guy for like 3 hours straight. Like I'm just
I
as ran through.
You know what?
I wish that would never happen to me
sure,
again.
Yeah.
You don't like long sex sessions?
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
No, but for sure, I fucked somebody for 3 hours straight, like in my 20s, and I'm just like, I have nothing better to do. I'm like 20 years old. I have no bills. There's no nothing. There's no nothing happening.
As a busy adult woman with like a like obligations in my life, it's 15 minutes or less. Like when a guy is like, yeah, I could blow your back out all night, fuck you for hours. I'm like, look, I'm a MILF now. So I'm like too old to like deal with you fucking me for like longer than half an hour.
If you
half
blow my bag out, you must be able to put it back.
Yeah.
Where you found
the chiropractor
it. Yeah. I'm only fucking like chiropractors for 3 hours and up. Like that's how you can do it. Okay.
Yeah. I always laugh when guys are like, yeah, I would eat you out for hours. And I'm like, well, then you're bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, if you were really good, you would leave after 10 minutes.
Okay. Question.
Like
serious question. What? For the men in the crowd, in the audience, and also me, because maybe I might go have sex with a couple this weekend when I get back from Vegas. I'm
Hell
not sure. How do you eat good pussy? Like, what is your experience like a good pussy eating and a bad pussy eating?
I think a bad pussy eating is when they're like flicking their tongue like a freaking lizard, like a gecko.
Okay.
Like for me, I need I'm a penetration girl. Like I come really easily with like penetration.
Yeah.
I'm like one of God's favorites in this way. So like I need like a finger plus clitoral action.
Yes.
Like, you know, like. You know,
agreed.
You know, thank I wasn't going to like eat out this mic,
no,
but
But maybe.
Yeah.
Like the whole vagina, like Nikki DeLano was just like, you don't lick the whole vagina. You lick like the clit, the clitoris. And then you put, it's like usually like two fingers and you go up, right?
Like, I kind like of when like, they do like the pussy to ass move. I'm
Whoa!
Like a risky gal. I don't know. My butt is clean. I can do it. Like,
Listen.
Yeah.
The Boric is making sense. I thought I liked Boric, but you have taken it to a new level.
I do. My Boric acid? Yeah, I need it.
Don't be licking my ass and then go to my pussy and then come up to kiss me. I can't handle that. I can't do it.
Oh, you don't like the risk? You're like not about it?
That's a risky girl.
That's a risky girl.
Yeah, okay.
I gave 9 people pink eye. I've never gotten an STD, but I did unfortunately give 9 people pink eye from my butt.
What?
I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know. What's going on?
So they tied me up shibari style. So shibari is like Japanese bondage, like rope.
That's
and
And you farted.
And then they were just like putting their heads in
they had like a human centipede situation of like ass eating. So honestly, that's not my fault. It's theirs.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
if you want to do
it. Wait, so it was like you were the front of the pee?
Yes.
And then there was dudes, but 9 dudes behind
you. There
was you
like
in
girls
peed,
too.
And girls?
I didn't even film that. I just did that because it was funny. Like, I feel like recounting my current sex life is like way more boring than talking about like 19-year-old film student.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I have controlled sex now, you know, like it's very responsible. I don't have sex with anyone outside industry besides my partner. So it's pretty easy to just be like, I get tested every like 10 days.
Yeah.
So it's like easy to be like, it was you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're in a relationship.
Yeah. My partner and I are swingers. Yeah. So and we practice like polyamory and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
You got to go to the Sanctum party.
Yes, we have been at the Kinky Rabbit parties.
Okay, yeah. No, but it's different now. They're two different now.
Yeah, Kinky Rabbit and Sanctum.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been to sex parties?
I haven't. I would go to one.
Yeah.
I've just never been.
You should go to one. It's like, my partner and I like to go watch sometimes.
That's what I would. Yeah.
Like, when I went, there was a lot of people just watching, just checking it out, which I was actually really, it made me feel good about because I didn't
They don't have enough furniture for everyone to fuck.
Right, exactly. But a lot of people also didn't seem like they even wanted to. They just seemed like they wanted to have an experience. Like, I'm drinking, I'm having a drink, I'm smoking a cigar, and I'm, like, watching, like, you know, this crazy sex happen or whatever.
No, sex parties are like genital musical chairs. Like, there's no fucking tables or beds. There's, like, maybe, like, one bed per room.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's 100 fucking people. So if there's, like, 3 people there already, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm just going to jack off in the corner. Like, what the fuck?
I just thought it was, like, so cool. That
Do they have, like, trays of, like, snacks going around?
They have, salsa bowl of, like, condoms and lube, usually, and, like, disinfectant
and toys,
wipes.
And, disinfectant, toys.
Not, like, the where condoms. You have, like, a little bacon-wrapped shrimp on a...
No,
some places do.
Yeah, they have hors d'oeuvres, but it's typically the hors d'oeuvres are served earlier in the evening, and then the sex is happening, like, after everyone's had a few drinks, and... You don't want to serve too much. Like, can't eat a steak. And then...
I saw Bill Maher at a sex party.
What?
Bill Maher?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, my God. I feel like it's probably... Isn't like, he, like, a wild one? I feel like it's
no,
probably
no. Of course
no.
he does.
He's been in Hollywood for a while.
No, I after going to these, I, like, know
Did
that...
Did you see him naked?
I can't say.
Yeah.
But I know, like...
Blink twice if you saw him naked.
I actually didn't, but I did see his face, and I saw him, like, look at, like, butts and boobs.
Okay.
So
I have
seen Snoop Dogg get his dick sucked, but he didn't, but that's, like...
So has probably a lot of people.
Yeah. But that's, like...
That makes sense
everyone
to me.
Does,
I'd be, like, clapping. I'm like, you get that dick sucked, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Snoop Dogg's dick. I feel like at this point...
I feel like he's probably got a long one. Like,
it's probably
skinny.
Had a lot of gravity, a lot of... I'm imagining his dick is like the long, gangly version of him. Like,
what's your favorite type of dick? I kind of like a girth over length type of penis.
Yeah.
You know, like I like a... Yeah.
I think they're both important, but like a pencil dick is just...
No, that's the worst. Vibe. That's the worst.
We don't want to shame anyone, but...
I like one with
all,
a curve.
All dicks have purpose. A pencil dick is a great anal dick.
I was just going to say, that's when it's like good for
know,
the...
I would know, but I believe you.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to talk about dicks.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about
this is
all
a perfect time
and all sizes.
CJ and I recently have learned about penis enlargement.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So obviously we know all about plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. We talk about that all the time. Like, we're very familiar. Mm-hmm. But we never talked about like male surgery. Mm-hmm. And now we've learned about, we mentioned Penuma, who's one of our sponsors.
Oh, wow.
And they have, like, this video's crazy, the technology. Mm-hmm. They put it in. It's like...
They put his penis?
It's like a sleeve. It enlarges.
Yeah, it enlarges it, like, girth and length.
Up to 2 inches.
Yeah.
1 to 2 inches longer, 1 to 2 inches thicker, depending on your needs.
No scarring on the penis. Mm-hmm. So they do it, the insertion above the penis, mm-hmm. and then it goes in, and it feels... real, like the technology reacts with your body here. So I can't even pretend to know all of the science.
Yeah.
Of it,
yeah.
But it like works.
If I put that on my clit, will I get a monster clit?
Fuck.
We should ask the doctor.
Yeah. One to two inches, you'll get.
Imagine clit enlargement.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's
I'm
like
sure
a mic.
A
one of the,
sure.
They take like the sheath they use for Penuma. And then what would it be called if it wasn't called Penuma? What would this one be called?
The Clituma.
Clituma. Clituma. Sounds like. It sounds like a Mayan lord.
Have you guys used those pussy pumps that like pump your pussy lips to become like giant pussy lips?
I've used that, but I want to say really quick, how messed up is it that we have all this fun stuff where we can pump up our pussy lips? And yes, I've used it before. I've liked it. I've had some pros and I've had some cons. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool just to watch. But like, how messed up is it that us women, we have all these different things. Like, we can get the boob job, we can get the Botox, we can get the, you know, the BBL.
Yeah.
And we have, like, pussy pumps and everything. And then the men, these guys, like how openly just we can talk about it. And then the men can't talk about it as openly about, you know, any type of surgery or whatever. So we're just trying to be like to remind people, you know, like there's no shame in like getting something like this done, especially if you're a man. I have no shame as a woman talking about having my boobs done or my ass injected or
also, why would you let shame get in the way of just having a better life?
Literally.
Yeah. Like your life's better.
Yep.
Your partner's lives are better. Life, yep. It's a win-win all around. God, even if you don't want to talk about it out loud, but look into it.
Yeah. God didn't intend me to be hot. But
same, me neither.
That wasn't my purpose.
Yeah.
I was supposed to probably be like a nun or some shit, but I was too horny to stop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I relate to you a lot with what you just said. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to be good looking. That was never the road I was supposed to
take. Yeah, that was not my purpose. But
but here
we are. OnlyFans happened.
Here we are.
And I, dude, during COVID, I like Frankenstein like being hot. Like,
yeah.
Like, I like got like my titties and then I got my Kybella and then
all
I got. All during COVID. So okay. I feel like pre COVID, like my friends were like, all right, you're just a weird horny girl.
Yeah.
Now it's like, okay, you're a really weird horny girl.
Wow. You're a really weird horny hot girl.
Yeah.
We love you for
it. It's like a better angle for me.
So you must have been in recovery for like ever.
Yeah.
All of that.
BBL is
I wore
tough.
My faja for like 4 months straight. I didn't sit for over a year. Yeah, but I did get, well, nothing hurt more than like being built like SpongeBob. So like
the emotional pain.
The emotional turmoil being built like that was like painful.
I love it.
Yeah.
I definitely for sure relate. Like it's like flat as a board for me. Like I had nothing.
You had no boobies?
I had nothing. And I had a puffy nipple too. So it was like wasn't a good time. Wasn't even like a cute nipple. What do you do?
Did you get your nipple revised?
No, but like when I got more, when it like stretched it out, then it was like went back down. But I like had these puffy nipples too.
Like balanced out from the pressure internally?
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like not only do I not have any tits, I have like this big puffy nipple. It was so strange.
Yeah, I remember when I was like in high
so
school,
strange.
This guy was like, you have pepperoni nips. And I was like... You are a virgin, so
yeah,
shut the fuck
exactly.
up.
Exactly. These are the only nipples you have seen, sir.
Yeah.
And you're, like, judging them against what?
Now
like, what?
My boobs, I feel like, are, like, what do you say? Like, it looks...
It balances out
because they're big. Mm-hmm. But now sometimes, like, guys are like, oh, my God, your boob scars. And I'm like, so you've never been with a bad bitch.
Exactly.
With, like,
yeah.
fake
say
titties.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because, well, like... roasters on like my porn will like see me like lay down and they'll see it and I'll be like, what a way to show me you don't get pussy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What?
Like you've never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's so true. It's like, it's very strange. I think if anybody would ever try to shame somebody for any type of plastic surgery or anything, there's definitely some plastic surgery that I've seen out there that I'm like, okay, that's not for me, but it just means it's
word.
Not for me. You know, I don't really need to like try to shame anybody about that.
I honestly find those bimbo chicks really brave.
Mm-hmm.
Like to go into a Target, like with titties
right.
like this.
Out to
I'm
here.
Like, hell yeah.
Yes.
That's
the
commitment
confidence.
To a brand. You know how long it takes to get your boobs from here to like here? Like that means
stretching.
That's like this was in your 10-year plan.
Like, yeah. Like this is a lifestyle for
yeah.
you. There's no going back. So then you said you liked that plastic surgery, that type of plastic surgery, but you never got it. Like is there anything sexually that you like that you're just like, I still haven't got it, or that you're scared maybe to do because you're like, okay, that would be maybe the point of no return.
I don't think there's any move that's like the point of no return, but I would like to be like DP'd one time. Like,
okay.
I feel like I'm scared.
Never had a DP.
No, I'm.
Have you?
Have I had a DP not with like two penises? But
uh-huh.
like,
oh well, okay, that doesn't
I
count.
I love sex
a dildo
with a butt
doesn't
plug.
Count.
A,
she's like, I've been DP'd forever.
I'm DP'ing right now.
We're twins.
Yeah.
Like I want.
We're all DP'ing right now.
DV looks cool too, like double vagina.
But, what?
You know, we're like. I guess
no.
it has to be two medium-sized penises.
Okay.
And, like, they're both in there at the same time, kind of, like, it's
how
not rubbing.
Is the, how logistically are the men
It's
positioned?
The same as DP,
well,
except
just stack
it's the same
them,
hole.
Right?
Like Jenga. Like, dude, I've seen
so
people
So one guy's straddling the other guy?
No, I think it's, like, one guy's laying down, and then one guy is on
down,
top, like, doggy
guy.
Style.
And, you're,
and it's two penises in one vagina?
Peni.
I don't, I'm going to need a diagram of this.
Yeah.
This to me is.
Yeah, because one guy is laying down and then the other guy is in the. Yeah, the penises are touching.
But they're looking at the woman, so it's not gay.
So is it okay?
It's a little gay.
But it's in the vagina.
It's like fringe gay.
Like, it's like.
Okay, how gay is it if your dick is touching another man? It's like. It's like 5 points gay for your dick touching another dude, but then 3 points off because it's touching inside of a woman.
In a woman,
but so it's 2 points.
That's so
gay.
Not gay. But like sometimes I'll like suck dick and I'll be like woo woo woo. Like
you rub their heads together.
Yeah, like that's so
and then they're
not
like,
gay.
Ah! And then you're like, it's okay. It's back of my mouth. Like it never happened. And they're like, oh, okay.
That's a little different. But I think that like going in together tandem is it's. A
I think
touch.
It might be weird if they're both like moving it and they're stroking each other.
Yeah, because like then when they come, it could be, it's going to be at least a portion from the friction of the other dick.
Yeah. Have you heard of docking?
No.
Is that where you put a penis inside inside
like the foreskin, and then you like you stretch the foreskin into the dick, the other dick.
Yes.
So it's like a Chinese finger
it's
trap.
It's like putting like penis. a little shawl on the
yeah, a little,
on the
little
head.
Scarf.
And is that it, now how
That's
many points
gay
is that?
That's for sure 100%.
I gotta ask my brother because that's about the gayest gay shit
expert.
I've ever heard.
We need an expert,
Clinton.
Like, is it gay to like put your foreskin on another guy's foreskin?
Yeah, my brother's gonna he's gonna be like, oh, that's way more gay than I've ever went.
He's like, I've never done.
He's like, I'm gay, and this is the first I'm hearing about this.
My first boyfriend ever had a lot of foreskin, like a kangaroo.
Okay,
and when I pulled his dick back, he always had dick cheese, and it would always stress me out. Yeah, I would be like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, clean
You're
it.
Young, too. So
and he was like, don't body shame me. I was like, I'm kind of not.
Then that's why uncircumcised dicks get a bad rep.
Yes.
Because people think all of them are dirty. And they're not.
Yeah.
But it's like, come
Only
on,
the
bro.
Chosen. If I had pussy cheese, I would want you to tell me.
Right. Yeah.
It's a little extra. I used to do this one trick with my homegirl where we would meet a guy and he would want us to, like, He would want, we were both Asian, so he would want us to pretend to be cousins, and then we would obviously 69.
Yeah.
Right, duh. And I would always be like the fake 69 with the finger where I'm like, whoa, oh my God. And like, I remember this one time I like took my fingers out and it was, my fingers were just covered in pussy cheese.
No.
And I was like, no way. And then he started fucking her and then he pulled his dick out, more pussy cheese, and he was like, suck my dick.
Oh.
And I was just like,
you suck the cheese right
off. I suck the cheese. I'm a cheese eater, unfortunately.
Oh, and your friend was like, thanks, babe. And you were like, fuck.
I was like, you're so fake. Like, how could you do that to me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
God.
Not a good friend. You just let the pussy cheese be there?
Yeah. I don't have pussy cheese.
God.
Not me.
God.
I'm a boric acid user.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like what a yeast infection.
Yeasty.
Like, you know.
I love a good sourdough.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
And did you ever speak to her again?
Yes, because I because I needed the money.
Wait a minute. Okay.
This was back in my sugar baby days where I kind of was like, hee hee, what a fun sexual little experience this would be. And I would always be like, have you heard of a douche?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only recently started learning how to put a douche.
Do you douche in the vagina?
I thought douches are not good for you.
If you douche it weird, then yes. But I feel like talking to more porn girls, because in the porn industry, I realize a lot of them don't like cream because like unless it's like perfectly white, it can like look weird on camera. So they want us to douche and like, I don't know, they all have like weird recipes in their like little douche waters. Like I once tweeted out like, ladies, what's in your douche? And like all these girls had different, like, you put
They're doing DIY douching?
DIY douching, yes. Like you put like you take out the water that you buy. So you like, you don't use that water.
You take out the natural thing.
You put in distilled water and like a little droplet of tea tree oil. And I think that like makes your pussy cool.
Okay.
You're like, you have hippie pussy then.
Yeah, you have like hippie pussy.
Little crystal in there.
I was doing a sage scene with Angela White and Johnny Sins. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is an important collab. So I'm going to douche for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I like chose the wrong oil. Like I put lavender essential oils like in my pussy. And I swear I smelled like a grandma. Like I was like, whoa.
They're like, what the potpourri is going on?
It's like, I feel strangely relaxed and I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry. So I like cleaned it out again and I came back. Good scene.
And I came back.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys. BRB.
Should we can bring Max out. I need Pod somebody. I need help.
Yeah.
We need the man.
I need a wingman. Max, get out here.
Pod daddy.
I'm stressed.
Max, I mean, he's a pod daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, daddy.
Time for the pod daddies. You better listen up.
Hi, welcome, Kazumi. How are you?
Hello.
Hey. Listen, if pod daddy.
Do you want to see my boobs?
Show him.
She's making him nervous.
This is the best welcome I've ever had.
Yes. Welcome. Woo!
Thank you.
I like him. I have a heart on.
Yay.
I have a clitoral heart on for you, Kazumi.
After sex, does your clit get swollen? Yes, it does.
Like dirt, like before.
It does. She's like, does it get swollen? Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It happens to me. So
like right before you
come. It's blood flow.
Yeah. Like your clit gets
this
whoa.
This is super nice. I'm just going to return the favor. You want to see my dick?
Yeah.
Can we take a vote?
Yeah.
I get two
You're
votes.
Welcome. It doesn't work. It's not the same. You know what I mean?
I'd be like, thank you so much.
A guy could never pull that off. It's like, hello.
That was my pickup line at bars, and it always worked, and I'd always get in trouble. A guy would be like, I want to fuck you, and I'd be like, show me your dick. Yeah. And then he would, and then we would get kicked out the bar. And I'd be like,
oh, wow.
I asked to see his penis. I wanted to see it.
It's not harassment.
I just can't come home with a guy and then like be surprised about his penis. No. So I need to see it there before I leave.
You need
and
to
then,
interview.
And then girls get free drinks for flashing their tits.
Yeah.
This is so
They
unfair.
Get free pussy. You're welcome.
Yeah exactly. I love that.
You're so sexually adventurous. Mm-hmm. So when did you start?
When I was born, my doctors diagnosed me as terminally horny. So I just feel like throughout my life, I've always been like, what would sex with that be like? You know, like I feel, and also like my life motto is I'll try anything twice. Mm-hmm. So I feel like in high school, I actually was pretty virginal besides anal. But that was because I was very religious, so I didn't.
What?
So I didn't have sex except for butt sex, because that's
makes sense.
Yeah,
were you Catholic?
You know, a lot of Persian girls can relate to you.
Yes,
you know,
literally,
like a lot of cultures that being a virgin is so important. Mm-hmm. So you were probably very Catholic.
I was Christian. I'm Protestant, but
Protestant.
Or I was.
Okay.
I don't know if I still am.
You're not.
I don't
no.
know. I don't know, but you're not. But
yeah.
I just said that in the sense of like, if you're very religious and the religion believes that you have to be virgin until you get married,
mm-hmm. then butt sex is fine.
Then butt sex is okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it makes no sense.
It's like being a vegetarian and eating seafood. It's like, okay, I guess.
No, that's not even remotely comparable. No, you're having sex.
No. Yeah.
So it's like, it's actually, I wished somebody would go out there and say, hey, listen, if you're going to do it properly, mm-hmm. then giving yourself, like tricking yourself to have butt sex instead.
Just tricking myself into butt sex.
You know?
I was like, oops.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you first?
I was probably 16. I just did it one time with a friend though. Mm-hmm. Like I just kind of was like, I don't know if this is like my, I didn't feel sexy. You know, I felt very respected. Like my friend was like, all right, we're going to do this real slow because I want to fuck you, but you only want to have butt sex because of your religion and I respect it. So we'll have poopy butt sex. And then I didn't have sex again until like right before college, like 18. And then I broke up with that guy. And then I started going to sex parties.
How old were you?
I was 19 when I started doing sex parties.
So you went like all of a sudden, like full.
It was
out.
Within me.
It was within me.
I feel like
it was like a build up.
It made sense. Like I met this guy and then me him and like this other girl like went into the sex club, and I started off with the girl. I was mm-hmm. like, this is okay. Mm-hmm. And then like guys started jacking off, and I was like, that's kind of horny. Mm-hmm. Let's up the ante and like have sex. And then we had a group sex, and I kind of was like, the whole world should be like this. Yeah, it should be, because I was telling her, I was like, it's so weird to go to a club and then leave the club and my friends to go to a guy's house or go to my house and have sex with a stranger mm-hmm. when my social security is like right there. That's like weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we should have sex right here.
Yeah,
and not leave the premises. Like there's security here. There's a couch. Oh, like just like, it makes sense.
30 years from now on, they'll play this clip and like, Kazumi had the answer 30 years ago.
Yeah, yes.
On Inside OnlyFans.
The way that she describes it, it really does make sense. And then, yeah, if we want to hang out after, we can like hang out after we're all like chilled out.
I don't want sex to be the climax or goal of my night. It's like a thing that just kind of happens. And then like after 2 minutes, I go back to my friends and I'm like, ha, that was weird.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's what it should be like.
Yeah, but you're so comfortable with the idea of having sex. Or for you, it's not difficult, and then it actually is very positive, right? For some girls, it's so hard for them to have sex with a guy they're dating. So it takes a long time for them to even, let alone to show up to this, like, oh, I like this song. Can we fuck to this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, very different.
Well, what song do you fuck to? Like Bryson Tiller? Like. Yeah,
really?
Habibi, Habibi. That shit gets me off.
I'm at the gym, I listen to like Usher. Like really? I think about making love to a man and just like.
And you work out?
Yeah, like I work out hard.
Oh, God.
And I like imagine like making love to a man and him seeing like my beautiful like anamorph body and being like, wow, you're crazy. You're a demon.
How do you make love to a man?
I lay there. Okay, so I have a lot of enthusiasm.
Okay.
And I'm pretty comfortable, you know, if mm-hmm. you want me to peg you, I'll do it.
Okay.
You know, I'll do most things.
Okay.
I'm a yes girl.
Okay.
It's like my life purpose. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm great at sex work because I like men and I mm-hmm. like making men horny. Like mm-hmm. it's like my life purpose, it feels like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? The girl that life purpose was this, which I believe you, by the way.
Yeah, like look mm-hmm. at me. I was built for this.
I don't think...
No, you weren't.
I bought
but
this.
But you built yourself.
You built it for this.
For yourself.
And like I feel like certain people that have certain sexual drives and just that like body chemistry, all that stuff that aligns for them to be this liberated by mm-hmm. having sex. They come to this world knowing this, right? Mm-hmm. And then she chose that family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, you know, you choose the family that you're coming to. And there's a reason. There's a lesson for you. There's a lesson for the family. And I guess...
My sex family? Wincess?
No. It's in, like the most sexual girls are from the most religious families sometimes on this show,
mm-hmm.
and that's fascinating. So, how is your family still doesn't know about all this?
No, I just started talking about NFTs, so they'll tell me to shut the fuck up. I'll be like, yeah, to the moon, mom.
I can't wait.
You're bad for not investing when I said so. So they're like, okay, I guess you just have unlimited amounts of money from
to
something.
The moon, mom. Oh, that's so smart. Like, I just hit it with crypto.
Yeah.
One time. And
when I was 11 years old, I bought 1 million bitcoins.
Right.
And here
so
I
your
am.
Family is not on the internet?
I think they're too
still
ancient and Asian.
Phones.
Yeah. They're too confusion by it. But like my brother knows, and we're like, but he's like a woke king.
Yeah.
You know, he's like an awakened individual.
My brother is the same too. My brother is like my best friend. He's 4 years younger than me, but my sister, my mom, my dad, nobody.
No, my parents would commit seppuku. Like they would like.
Is that when you disembowel yourself?
It's like a Japanese form of suicide because they're so dishonored that they would. Yeah, they would disembowel themselves, and then a guy decapitates them because just in case
that's not enough.
Yeah,
oh Jesus,
because
your intestines hanging out wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, it's like a merciful death because you don't want to bleed out.
Merciful,
because. But I'm kind of like, why did I do this if you were just gonna do that?
Yeah,
like, you
gotta really be in pain for a few seconds.
But yeah, but that's the thing is, it's like, look what you've done. Now I have to like kill myself in this painful, dishonorable way, and then the man comes and like finishes the job, type of a thing. Like it's not even enough.
Yeah, I'm like, my bad.
You're
sorry,
like,
I was
sorry.
A slut.
OnlyFans.
Maybe if we weren't religious, then I would have been normal. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I probably would have been still insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I wanted to ask you this. So you did the butt sex and stuff because you weren't sure, and you had a lot of hesitation to have sex. Mm-hmm. So how did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity to a guy I fought was like, so I like just didn't know like what the situation was. We had sex because he just kept eating my pussy and it felt so good. So
it's a good way to so get good. It.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I cried and he wrapped me up in a burrito and I was like, I'm going to go to hell. Like, that's not like what the plan was. Like, how dare you like do that? And then like the next day I was like, so you're my boyfriend
right,
now?
And we're gonna get married, yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm your boyfriend now. And then he continued to be the worst boyfriend of all time.
Oh, no.
So, like, I kind of was like, we did that.
Yeah.
And now we're together
and
forever.
And now we're stuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Because... Well, there's a big lesson in there, too. This is what I'm observing. A lot of families that their daughters are so open with their family, they bring a boy home, they build that relationship, they kind of build that emotional safety with that person, and then they have an experience that's very positive mm-hmm. for the girl. A lot of open-minded families are accepting whatnot. So... There's a big lesson there, and a lot of girls who have this very big fear of losing their virginity and their family finding out and all that stuff, mm-hmm. they end up having the worst case scenarios and have the worst guys.
Yeah.
And young men are terrible.
Mm-hmm. They are. If mm-hmm. I could go back in time, I would have told myself, like, don't wait for marriage. Just wait for someone that respects you.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause there was, like, a lot of guys that I would have rather lost my virginity to who were, like, cool, chill, respectful dudes that were cool stopping at third base. Mm-hmm. That should have been the guy.
Right.
Unfortunately, it was some other dude.
Yeah. Sorry. That's a good one for the kids.
Yes.
You know,
if there is a child watching, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But take that away from you.
Yeah.
But I truly believe, like, if I had better feelings about sex, I would have had better partners.
That part.
Because I feel like at the time, obviously, I felt like, oh, the only reason I would have sex is to be in a relationship
yes.
or I'm a slut.
Yes.
Besides butt sex.
And you're going
whatever.
To hell.
Of course. Yeah. besides butt sex. But like my mentality then was like, if I do this with you, we have to be
right.
in a relationship. And
yes.
that's such a weird fucked up, like,
right.
just like I should have just been exploring myself sexually, which is why I did the sex clubs right after.
Right. In a safe way. And I love what you said too. You wouldn't have necessarily waited until marriage. You would have just done it with somebody that cared about you, not necessarily loved you and wanted to marry you, but just somebody that cared and respected mm-hmm. you and kind of your outlook on everything.
Yeah,
I really agree with that. I think sometimes, like, you know, the whole like religious, like don't ask, don't tell kind of a thing, and like just don't do it, like that doesn't work. And I wish I would have had just a little bit more
information. Remember in high school I had this guy and he was like, let's make out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I don't want to be a slut
because
I don't like you like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you want to make out? And I was like, yeah, I do, but I just don't want to seem like Ranfru or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And he was like, if you want to make out, then you make out. You know?
Like, but you know, like, deep talk.
You know what I mean? If you wanna fuck, then fuck. Like, who fucking cares what these like dweebs think?
That's cool.
Whatever the fuck. And that was like such a heart warming. That's why I did anal with him.
Okay.
I lost my butt sex.
Listen,
so.
You, as far as after that pep talk, you owed him anal. That's
I was like, because I want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to do it. And I'm going to do it. And then I told everyone and they all called me a slut. And I was like, what? You're just jealous.
That's so messed up. Okay.
It's just
messed up, man.
Society norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious. What's the biggest mistake you've made?
The biggest mistake I made? I wouldn't say I have any mistakes. Like, I feel like life is like worked out for me. I would say like dating like pretty shitty boyfriends in my early 20s could have been a mistake, but I feel like it's gotten me to a really emotionally mature state right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know exactly what I want. Like, I'm not like, it's like things are pretty clear for me. Like, now because I had like such weird traumatic relationships.
Right. You
back
learned.
Then.
Now, what is it? I know you're in a relationship, but what is it exactly that you want? Like, what is it that currently draws you to your partner?
My partner is a very open, adventurous guy. Like, he's like me. Like, you know, like I'm a weird chick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and in like a really good way.
Yeah, like I like to do like very insane things and I feel like he also is down with it. Mm-hmm. Like I don't feel like I come home guilty like right. after fucking someone else, right. right? Or nor do I feel like sad when he fucks someone else. I'm like, "Hell yeah."
Yeah.
Because if I have a great cheeseburger, I want my friend to eat the cheeseburger.
Yeah. Like, except if you're Kayla, she doesn't share her food.
I don't.
No.
Yeah. And that yeah. extends into
and
my
not yeah. penis too.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Me, I know I like a guy when I imagine bringing him to my friends, because if this dick sucks, that's way too embarrassing to bring to my friend. Right. I would want to be like, check it out.
Yeah, like you have to try it.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, like
an interesting way of looking at it.
And also on the real, like my boyfriend loves me for so many things beyond sex, right? So even if a girl goes in over there and sucks his dick way better than me, which is probably true because I'm trash at deep throating. I will not take away that fun experience from him. You know, like, for example, like, I'm not a sports girl, but I wouldn't stop him from finding a fun girl to go to the game with, because why would I take that experience away from him? Alternatively, if I want to fuck Dredd and his big horse cock, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Because
that's my right.
And he's like, get that big horse cock, babe.
Yeah.
Take
He's like, you go, girl.
I feel like you've had such a sexual experience. Like, in so many ways, you have become so comfortable with sex. Maybe you have come to the realization that the sex is not going to take your man away.
Yeah.
It's everything else but the sex.
Yeah.
It's like if the sex is out of the way, then it's about your bondship, about your personality, how you guys connect. But I think a lot of men and a lot of women are so worried about the sex. Oh, she's going to fuck a better dick and never come back to me. Like, no one's with someone just for their dick or just for their, like, pussy. Like, it's not the case.
Yeah.
It's really, like, who you are as a person. And if that's secured, then I guess you got not much to worry about.
Yeah. And, I've, like, the situations I've had with my partner that, like, where things kind of got weird were definitely not because of sex, but because I may have, like, not been prioritizing our time as much or, like, not being super focused. Because, again, it's also, like, my career choice, which is, like, what I love to do. So it's also been, like, a healthy balance of, like, being emotionally present while still, like, doing everything I can to like.
And again, this is not for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't try this at home if you're not prepared for this.
Yeah, mentally and emotionally. Yeah. We've had a lot of conversations and we started really small before I found some horse cocks. You know?
So then how long have you guys been together?
Almost 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Wow. So that's a real relationship. That's, yeah.
After three, it's like, okay.
Okay, I know. I've never made it past two. So two is for me is like the cutoff. I got to trade it in.
Join the club.
My last ex-boyfriend was like, I don't want to be in an open relationship. I want to be monogamous.
How did
And then he cheated on me. Like, I was like, you could have totally done that.
Well, he didn't want you to fuck other people, but he wanted to fuck other people. Yeah,
and I
kind of
was like, and he was just weird. So we would be like seasonal. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I'd be like, we could be in an open relationship. Like, we're secure. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'd be like, I think we need security. Like, let's close it down for a month or two.
Right.
And it was just during like the period where we were monogamous. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
Like, you know, like, I don't care if you're with other women.
Right.
But it was like when we were polyamorous, he still had like weird feelings of shame around it. Like, he would like go in the other room to message a girl back or whatever. And I'd be like, just do it in front of me. Like,
yeah.
It's not, I don't fucking care.
Right.
And yeah. I'll do it in front of you.
Right.
Hell yeah.
I love that though. I really love how secure and confident you are. Like, how do you think that you were able to arrive at a space like this?
I just realized, like, it's none of my business what you think about me and vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like after my No Jumper interview, like, I had all these waves of people who were like, you're such a dumb bitch. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, why are you mad?
Right.
That I gangbanged.
Right. Like, yeah. Right. Like, what is me doing that have like, to why, do with your life?
It doesn't make anyone mad at all if I, like, walk out of it alive. Like,
yeah.
Just join the next gangbang.
Yeah, everybody was participating happily. Like, yeah.
No people were hurt in my gangbang.
Right.
You know?
Right. But people were upset. I do find that so strange. Like, that somebody would sit. Like, when it's like a mean comment, like you said about something you did that you enjoyed, everybody else enjoyed, like, they're like, oh, you're a stupid bitch. Wait, what? Why do you even have an emotion attached to?
And honestly, men love sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't I you love sluts? I don't know. I can't tell if you.
Oh, Max loves sluts.
Yeah. You look like you might like fake sluts that are like, ah, I'm not a slut.
My inner brain answered the question.
He was like, yeah.
Every guy does, I would say, to a certain degree. Whether or not they're going to want to be in a relationship with one or like want to befriend one, I don't think anybody is like inherently hurt by like a woman that sleeps around. I think everyone's like a little bit like, oh.
Woo. Yeah. Like, because which would you prefer? Like a girl who isn't really open to exploring, or like a girl who knows how to give you that gawk 3000? Like, you know, she like knows how to ride and deep throat, and she's like a person that's been around.
but really, the real answer is people are different. Everyone's so different. You found a guy that is very much so on the same level of mindset as you, and that's why it's working. You got to find, like, your own match.
Yes.
There are men, there are women, they're into such different scenarios, like, you just can't make sense of it. And they're happy. They're, like, long-term happy relationships.
Right.
So there's no right or wrong answer. And what's amazing about our show, we just have a conversation, and we're open to everyone the way they are. We're not here to judge or say, or make any conclusion or teach any lessons. It's really just, like, this is this person's life story, and here we are, and we enjoy the stories, really. Mm-hmm. But it's different. I think everyone's into something so different for their partnership.
Yeah. What are you into?
Oh, now that you ask.
He's like, I forgot. Show me your tits one more time. Jog my memory.
I'm into, I need a girl that has a very adventurous side, but also is able to sit at a dinner table with 5-6 businessmen and their wives and have a sophisticated conversation. So I like intelligence, and yet I'm very attracted to a girl physically. Like, I'm a very visual person. So I'm looking for that. You know what they say, you know, she needs to be a lady.
Lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
I was going to say lady in the sheets. No.
A lady in the streets.
Streets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but the older I'm getting, the more comfortable I get about who I am and the person that I want to be with, and trying to accept the person the way they are, not so much trying to change it. So I don't know. I'm single currently, so I don't
really
fucking know. You know, like, I'm in this, we were just talking, me and CJ are in this transition, and Kayla's just perfect.
Yeah, Kayla's doing well. 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's
where we at.
Yeah.
So in order to wrap the episode up, I want to ask you, if Pod Daddy was going to grant any wish you ever had, what would it be? Like, what is the life that Kazumi wants?
You know, if my lifestyle didn't change, I would still do what I was doing. So if you could match my salary or like what I'm making on OnlyFans right now, and then I would just continue being a slut, that'd be awesome. Pod Daddy.
So you just said you're so happy with your life.
Yeah. No, my life is great.
Yeah.
Like, I would still be on my horny shenanigans.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I love that. Wow. I think it's always so beautiful to see someone who is like really authentically themselves.
Well, then let me ask you this. Where do you want to be 20 years from now?
20 years from now, I would be 45. I would still like to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Okay. I would still
attainable.
Very attainable.
I'm almost there.
You know, I feel like I wouldn't actively be doing sex work, but I would probably be traveling the world, just kind of like eating a lot of appetizers in different places.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be working.
Mean that literally or sexually, but literally.
I meant literally.
You wouldn't be working. Why? Like, so why you would not be working? Is it because then you're married and your man is taking care of
what
you? You make
hell?
So much money. And
ew. No. Okay. I would make so much. I feel like I could probably retire now, but I could probably retire. I would probably realistically retire at like 35, because that's when I want kids and I want to just be a stay-at-home mom. And then I want to fuck off and then just like live on the sand and eat some appetizers.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You said so much in so little. It's beautiful.
Yeah, like a fortune cookie.
We got everything.
I love that. Yeah. It sounds like a charmed life.
Yeah.
I'm down. I hope you get that.
No, I
you
feel
were
like,
fun, girl. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, you killed
you were
it.
A lot
it was a whirlwind.
Fun.
Yeah. You're incredible.
Just came out swinging.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yay.
So good.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Woo!
Part two.
Yes.
Part two, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Totally. Yay. Kazumi Tales.
Great episode. Tales. Much love.
Bye.
Cheers.
Have you ever wondered, does size matter? Let's be honest, it's 2022, of course size matters. The good news is finally there is a solution for all men. Penuma is the first FDA-cleared penis implant for cosmetic enhancement. Happy patients and lots of partner satisfaction. Penuma is a short outpatient procedure that is offered nationwide. Thousands of men have already boosted their self-confidence with Penuma. Visit penuma.com/podcast today. That's penuma.com/podcast for a special offer for our podcast listeners. You'll get $1,500 off with code IOF22. That's code IOF22 at penuma.com/podcast today. Penuma, manhood redefined.